Hey everybody, it's Andre Groenewald here. Everybody calls me Andre the Giant, and I'm known as Andre the Giant. Story about that, I'm actually going to tell a backstory about me in a second, but just a backstory about my name. Ironically, I'm short, but I worked at a restaurant and the manager used to always call me Andre the Giant, which I found quite funny, amusing. Eventually things turned up and everybody started calling me Andre the Giant. Yes, that's it. Okay, so a backstory about me, about this channel is, I heard about Bitcoin quite a long time ago. I actually ended up homeless, without a job. I was looking for a job. I finished my college education, and I thought, oh, it's gonna be like all shiny roses. It's like the normal advice out there is, go to school, study, get a job. Then when you're old, you retire, and the live below your means kind of thing. And that was my plan, but eventually, like I said, I wasn't able. I was struggling to get a job, because one of the things they required was, they want you to have experience. I studied in the IT section, and I still am really passionate about technology, how things work, also laws of nature and stuff like that, like even how the world works. It's something that I found quite fascinating for a long time. But as things progressed, I ended up homeless, without a job, and that was a bad experience. That was one of the worst experiences of my life. And I had to do something, and I knew the things that led up to that point wasn't serving me. So I went online. I was went on Google, searched things and stuff like that, and I found a book by Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad. And I read it. I was actually into wealth books and millionaire books and stuff like that. And I read it, and it shifted my whole life, my whole thinking. And as things progressed, I went to look for people that are financially free, that are that make a lot of money, how they make money, because it's not with a job. And I was really passionate, and so I found out about passive income and other ways of generating income and making money, especially online. And I needed a way to make money fast. So by then I was like, okay, I'm going to take any job that I can. And I did. I just took a job, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I need to find something that will be able to set me free, that has a high return on investment, and not like the banks. Like the bank, if you look at savings, and I'm not a financial advisor, but if you look at this, if you think about saving money, and you look at the return you get per year, like the interest per year on your savings, let's say, for the sake of this discussion, it's about, say, 10%, okay? So the bank gives you 10%, but every year inflation goes up, and basically what it does is you're losing money as you keep your money in the bank. And it's also not controlled. And as I went to one of these wealth conferences, I found out about Bitcoin and I saw the vision about it. And it's like a decentralized, when they said it's decentralized, it's a peer-to-peer, like I can send to my friend without any interference of any company. Plus it's technology, plus it's a limited supply. There's only 21 million bitcoins available, and that's all that they will ever be, meaning that it's the same, it's similar to gold. And I was really passionate about it. The sad thing was, I talked to people around me and they didn't know. Like like my manager friends, I said Bitcoin, and they looked at me with a blank face, and they're like, all of this, it's a scam. And I won't deny there is a lot of scams in the Bitcoin network because it's money. People will, they wanna have it, and they'll do almost anything, any trick to get it. Anyways, I had to filter through the scams, and I found out about mining. There's also cloud mining, and that caught my interest. That's like similar to, I thought, like, okay, similar to mining gold, but you do it on the internet, which is interesting. And I thought, okay, that's a good idea. And I actually bought me a cloud mining package, but the returns are slow. The problems with mining is there's a certain time, then Bitcoin has a fork, and mining power, it requires more mining power to mine the same amount of Bitcoin, which consumes more electricity, which raises the cost to mine, and it can even end up not being profitable to mine Bitcoin, depending on the price. I knew I had to find a way to get out of this thing fast. It actually took me a while. It actually took me long to find this quote-unquote shortcut. It was really hard. I worked day and night. Some nights I fell asleep at my desk, researching and searching for things. And then I decided, the cloud mining community, they don't know much about analyzing the market. They just like, okay, let's mine, and they assume the price is going up, which Bitcoin does. There's very various reasons for why Bitcoin, like the insane returns that we get. And this comes, this repeats itself, and I'll get into that later, maybe in a new episode. I think that will be a long talk as well. But they didn't know, and I decided, like, I invested in that mining package, and so far I've basically in what 3 years. Like three and a half years. Anyways, it's quite a long time, and I've only made my money back when Bitcoin was at its peak of that cycle. And since then, the mining has been really slow for me. But when I saw that, when I noticed what happens, I decided, nope, this is not going to work. This is not going to sustain. This might be a way longer investment idea, but the company, and I won't mention their name, but most of these companies, they do serve the people that don't really understand what's happening, but they mostly serve themselves. It's like they serve themselves first, and they give you a part of this, they give you a small portion of this opportunity where they're not really focused on helping you, on assisting the people to be free. One of the CEOs, I went to a conference, and one day that's where I decided, like, I'm gonna cut this. He was sitting there. At that time, I was like, I had no money. I was like, I was lost in life. So I was looking for someone to tell me like how to live, and all those people come there, and they actually looking for an opportunity. They willing to invest in themselves. And this guy, one of the CEOs or the ambassadors, sits there with another guy that provides trading courses, and he smirks and he says, I made millions off of them. And at that point, it struck me, and it's like, you're not in it to help people, you're in it for yourself. That was the thought that came up, and immediately since then, I was like, no, this guy, this company, not for me. Not for me. So then I went, they even go against, they advise the people not to go do technical analysis. They try actually to pull them away to think for yourself. But I did. I said, this is not going to work. And I went into technical analysis and analyzing the market, and what is this thing? How does it work? Passionately. Like I had this burning desire inside of me to figure this out, and it was confusing at first. Stumbled up on people like on YouTube. They give advice, unsolicited advice, like this works like this, and you look at this guy, and then I think like even I believed some of them because I was confused. Some of them are good. I won't trash everybody, but there are some guys, there are scammers out there, and I had to filter all of them. And so it took me a long time, and eventually I knew if I can look at a chart and I can figure out what's the root cause of that makes this thing move, then I would know what's going to happen. I would be able basically to predict the market. Now, there's guys like Ralph Nelson Elliott. He wrote the book Elliott Wave Principle. I didn't discover, I didn't discover like a new Elliott Wave theory that they talk about. It's called the Elliott Wave theory. I didn't discover that. What I discovered is what people found out about trading already, but then I combined the things, and I found really, really interesting stuff. But it took me a long, long time. And now at this moment, I'm able to basically look at a chart and with a high level of accuracy, know what's going to happen, what's going to happen next. What's interesting about this is that usually a news, some people listen to the news, a lot of investors do listen to the news, and usually this formula, basically you'll look at the chart and you'll know there's basically some bad news or some good news that's going to come out, that's going to influence the impact of this certain currency. Now there's a lot of different currencies like Bitcoin, but we use them basically to acquire more Bitcoin. I'm like a fan of Bitcoin and Ethereum at this moment. Some others as well, specific coins that I'm also interested in, but it's a select few, because we do get what they call pump and dumps, where people just put a lot of money in, like those the whaling, some whales just put a lot of money in and then people jump in to profit from it, and the one that gets in first, that's the one that basically gets the profit, and the rest of them, the people lose. So for like it's been a long journey for me now, finding this like working towards financial freedom, a way to free myself, and Bitcoin is definitely. But if you know what you're doing, if you can read it, and this is a simple formula actually, I've simplified the process and to get it to understand. And my mission is actually to help people. They say like 90% of people lose money in the market, and money flows from the patient to the impatient. There's only a 10% that actually makes money in the market, and the other advice out there, like I joined some groups and stuff like that, and the advice out there is hold it for 5 years. Well, hold it for 5 years, you're gonna go through a positive, or what they call a bull market, and then you're gonna go through a negative bear market, whereas there's problems with that as well, because like now at this point there's not much interest in Bitcoin, and as that saying goes, I think that was by Warren Buffett, buy when the market is fearful, and sell into the greed, or sell when the market is greedy. And that's what happens when it comes on the news, like that we had the last cycle, the all-time high of $20,000 per Bitcoin. People even mortgage their houses, they take out loans, and they buy Bitcoin then, because in that thinking, it's like, okay, Bitcoin is valuable now, so I have to buy it now, which is you have to like think opposite of the herd actually, and I'm currently looking for buys, like accumulating slowly at this moment, because this is when nobody wants it. Bitcoin is not dead. I'm probably gonna make a separate podcast about that as well. People think Bitcoin is dead, it's not. But if you go through a cycle and you buy at $20,000, I didn't measure the loss recently, but a lot of cryptocurrencies has been down like 90%, which could be a devastating loss. And for somebody that decides, okay, it's going to go up again, which it probably will, but it's going to take a long time. And if somebody has been in, if you're still in and you bought at 20k, if you're one of those people, you hold it, don't look at it. If you stressed out about it, like, just hold it, like it will go back. I'm not a financial advisor, but it will go back. I'm highly confident in this, in what I'm saying. But it's hard. It's really hard to hold and see, say, a 20K turn into 3K. That's a hard thing to look at. I myself have went through this. So, yeah, as I said, my mission is to help. I don't know if I'm going to be able to help a million people, but I want to really help the 90% come over and become part of the top percent. Develop a strategy that you can use for life. It's like learning a language that you can keep and use for your life. I will be still deciding if I'm gonna create a free course on Bitcoin, or the journey to our next all-time high, which is quite interesting. So I'm deciding between the two. If you're able to comment on it, on this podcast, please let me know what you'd like to see. And my website's still under construction, so that will be available soon. But yeah, the website's not available yet. But maybe if you're listening to this in the future, that will be www.chartingsecrets.com. Excuse my accent, I'm Afrikaans actually. And I think you're probably driving to work listening to this, or you're driving from work, or maybe wherever you are. If you're driving, drive safe. Have a wonderful evening, day, and I'll talk to you soon. Looking forward to a next new podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe to my channel. If you have any recommendations, anything you want to learn about Bitcoin, about cryptocurrency, this is not your average channel. This is not your average cryptocurrency channel. This is something new. All right, guys, I'll speak to you soon. This was fun.